Tell me some of these other stories that you've experienced. One, for example, called Peter's Tale. Tell me about that.
Peter was a friend of mine many years ago. And this is on my website too, and another story there. Peter was had a very sad life. He was an alcoholic, and from a very early age. And I went to school with him all through high school, and we were good friends. And then we parted company, and maybe 15 years later, I called into a hotel one night on my way home from work, and I saw him at the bar, and we sort of recognized each other and chatted. And we went back to his room later with a couple of beers, and we started talking, and he was telling me about what happened. His wife had fried him out again. To cut a long story short, I gave him some healing for his condition. And when I started giving the healing, an incredible thing happened. This atmosphere built up in the room, and two spirits materialized there beside us. And this was Peter's mother and father, who had passed away quite young. And he was, of course, you know, absolutely excited to see them, and lots of hugging and kissing and talking going on. And I just sat there and watched, honoured, as this happened. And a few minutes later, the atmosphere faded away, and Peter was all excited, and he went and had a shower and got cleaned up. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. He went home back to his wife and children, and because they'd had an argument, he'd been drinking again, and she tried him out. Interesting little thing. But a few days later, I heard that Peter died.
Oh my God!
And he'd reconciled with his wife, and they were very happy. And then one night, he says, "Oh, I've got a headache." And he collapsed, and he died in her arms on the way to hospital with a brain aneurysm. And, and it was coincidental that I met up with him a few days before this, and you see the visit of his mother and father. It must have been known that he was going to pass over.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, those things happen like that, too, it seems, all the time. And you had the opportunity at least to witness part of that.
All the time. I call it bee following, George. It's following your heart and following the signs that life provides us. I find that life talks to us all the time, continually, and it advising us, helping us, guiding us, if you have the senses to be open to this.
See, and I think there's a correlation between some of that and astral projection. I don't know if there's some kind of portal out there, Robert, that opens up, but something happens to an individual where all of this begins to make sense to them.
It can do. It is hugely complicated, and the afterlife process, astral projection, and that doesn't happen the same for everybody. It's not like everybody's like another brick in the wall. Everyone's different. Peter, for example, ended up in an astral hospital. He's still there. It's been many years now.
Well, now tell me about that. What do you mean by an astral hospital?
Well, this is my name for them. There's areas in the astral dimension which can be likened to a hospital. Now, this is just an area of energy. But if you enter that area, you perceive it visually as being like a hospital-type environment. And I visited this area many years ago, just spontaneously. I felt attracted to it. And it was the usual corridors and nurses and stations, and I worked my way through that into a ward, and I found a private room there, and Peter was inside the room. And he was floating in a very large bathtub full of beer. He was floating in beer, which was something I remember him telling me. It was always a dream of his to bathe in beer,
He got what he wished for.
He did, But he was not conscious. It was like he was still, like he was drunk. He wasn't totally aware of me. I tried to communicate with him. And then his mother and father turned up, arrived with a man dressed like a doctor, and they told me they were helping him, and the doctor was giving him healing and helping Peter to recover from his life. Because life is quite traumatic for a spirit, I think.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah, yeah. How many spirits are like that? I mean, when you're on the astral plane and you see others, I mean, do you see millions of them, billions of them, or just a few?
It depends on the level you're at. I find the what I call the second and third astral levels heavily populated. There's millions of people there. And it is set out, it's kind of weird, if you can imagine a gigantic shopping mall with interspaced with small parks and housing estates. It's higgledy-piggledy sort of thrown together. It's never-ending, and it's thronging with people of all different types. And most of the people there are not really aware they're projecting. They are just, they're fairly excited, animated, walking around, or they are standing around half asleep. It's a weird kind of an area.